Why do we have that list? And then why do we have all that list of operating systems? I can't keep track of those in the first computers. We've always said OS2 with our fingers crossed. Now we're probably saying OS2 openly, at least a little bit. And of course, MS-DOS and Windows and an NT. And then SCO and hopefully Berkeley Unix for the other crowd. Oh, and a more reasonable System 5. Gee, that's a long list. You know, we really got to get a more reasonable System 5 for those commercial users. You know, they need the SCO they hate. And we still got SCO. And I can't go to the list anymore. My friends always want a real good Berkeley type on their machine, that, you know, the kind we would deliver. And then the standard ones, including NT. What a collection. Nice thing is that most of those we don't support. Maybe, OSF they want on there too. That would take care, that would probably take care of the, hopefully take care of the System 5, but definitely the Berkeley users. But you see the problem. When I stumble on it, you understand the problem for the salesman. And then we have, of course, Alteryx and OSF and some System 5 for our VAXs and NT for at least some of our products and so forth. Why all of that? Can we survive with it? Well, let me tell you my party line. Listen carefully, because this is the party line, at least for 2 months. The logic is impeccable, so you have to go along with it. Maybe not, because it means a change in attitude. When client-server computing came along, we ignored it. When we finally accepted it, we said, hey, that's good. All our big machines are servers, and all our little ones are clients. We didn't change a thing. And you know, you argue, mine's like server. It has to be server because server's a higher level. Oh, by the way, it's exact parallel with this. Here are the servers, here are the clients. See? I want to be a server. See? I'm big. See? And the problem is very parallel, see? Because if you think about the word, you know, IBM did the same thing. You know, we got a problem. IBM is a problem. IBM did this batch processing. Wonderful job of batch processing. Running these things one right after another through those big machines with enormous efficiency. And we did something even more wonderful. Time sharing. Can you imagine running problems interleaved and having it come out and make sense? Wonderful thing. Great discipline. Enormous contribution. We're not about to drop that, you know. We call those servers. We don't know what they serve. Any more than IBM does what they do. If it's little on a desk, it's a client. No. The obvious means of the word are these people do the work, or these people do the computing, and these people do the serving. Obvious meaning of the words. And suddenly, things start to make sense. This might be a large MVS machine. This might be a large VAX. This might be a tiny diskless PC. They do the computing. These people do the serving. This one takes care of printing. This one does the bulk memory. This one does the automatic backup. This does the communications. This does the mail. Obvious meaning of the words client server. Bigness obviously means nothing. Now, if we can get over that hang-up, which maybe we can't because these people have a terrible time saying they're servants to these people, big computer people can never get over the idea that they're clients. But if they do, it solves terrible problems we've had. We have problems for which there is no solution. If you listen to our leaders, we are destined to die. Because every server, we have to do with every chip and every operating system. and you do the calculations that, and the company does not survive. It cannot be done. But now if you look at it this way, servers serve. Who cares what it's written in? If you care, you're incompetent. Go somewhere else. If you care how your store and forward is done, or you care how your print server is done, it's like going in Leachmere sales and say, what's a chip and what's the operating system on that fax machine? He'll say, what? You're crazy. You go down here to Fetters. Or if you go into the Ford dealer and say, I understand you got 12 computers in that car. What are they programmed in? I only buy Unix cars. He'll say, go down to Chrysler. And there's no reason why those servers should be, anyone should care. And you only can afford to do them once, and you pick whatever you happen to have or whatever is best. Now, in the office, I think they obviously should be Unix. The Unix people are crazy. Don't argue with them. Make it Unix. Barry Goldstein says, he comes from IBM. He fell in love with VAX when he was at IBM. He thinks BMS is so good, there's only one thing to use for all the servers in the office. You know, we got a pile of them. We'll do the office instead of one big machine that gets bigger and bigger the more people. But they're just divided among, you know, stack these things up, do the office program. And just, one for print server, one for store and forward, one for this, one for that, one for that. One that converts Sun machines into the network we use here and straightens out the big ending into the right way. And, or vice versa. You know, we just stack these things up. And Barry thinks they all should be VAX. But he's prejudiced, you see. He may win. But my point is, you do it only once. They don't have to be the same. You know, they say, what's it programmed? Oh, I don't know. I never asked the question. Why do you ask? Now, when it comes to clients, people may say they want Unix. What they really want is the operating system and the chip to where the application is written. You sell them Unix, but you give them what they need. They don't want to change. So we should have in the client list every possibility. We support, of that list of operating systems I listed and can't repeat again, some of them we support, some of them we just buy. When it comes to doing other, we won't support MVS. We should have an MVS machine we can offer, preferably an Alpha that plays a VMS, MVS. But anything you want, we'll put on the network. We'll serve it. We'll make a serve it that straightens out your bit, your word length, your ending, and everything else, and anything you want. And if that is the way the world is going for corporate computing, which it seems clearly to do, our collection of operating systems and chips is not without wisdom. And if we can do it wisely, it will work. Now, if we don't expect the salesman to be expert on everything, if we do that centrally and efficiently, we can sell it efficiently. And I think we have the tools to make a very significant contribution. Now, in summary, what's happened to the computer business is something we're a little slow to catch on to. With a chip, there's very easy to build a computer. It's all done in a chip. Oh, I don't mean to belittle all the nice things we do to make them faster and use caches and get faster access to the inside. But it is not like it used to be. With automatic design and with a chip, it's easy to make computers. And the last thing we need is a lot more computers. And the conclusion, there's several conclusions here. One is, we don't make a workstation. Everyone is a project. We have one series of display boards. Group works in each one to get better and better. Any new workstation uses one or all of those boards. They all use one box, one power supply, just put in a different board. They have one set of connectors on a separate board, so they're all exactly the same. And you use the modules for building a new one. But it takes less people, and it's easier to build computers. Well, what do we do with the people? You have to face the question. Interestingly, we have things to do. One of them is, we need someone to design systems. If our price is low, if we're efficient and deliver these things, we'll get a lot of requests to bid. Now, if you were starting, or if your son was coming to work for Digital, what job would you like him to do? Well, sometimes designing a computer would be very healthy. What would be the most interesting job? Working with the customers. We have the most exciting customers. Solving their problems. We have more opportunities today to solve problems in more creative ways. And figuring out how to design, choke at designing SCSI cables. And calling that computer science, you know. Never again design another SCSI cable. Which you can't get right, you know. They can't make them right, you can't design them right. And those ugly connectors, that's awful. But that's not computer science. We need people to do this work. Secondly, the effort we don't need to put on computers anymore, we need to put on, first of all, our operating systems. We have a few critical operating systems, and they're ours. We've got to make them work. Ultrix, OSF, VMS. For Alpha and for the other machines. We should set out a plan to have the absolute best operating systems. And we should have a plan to get there. There's no such thing as we can't afford it. Cut the money out of computers. We don't need so many. Keep making the boxes better and better and better, but don't spend money on things we don't need. Make sure we have everything we need to have the very best of each of the operating systems we work on. The third thing we need to do is spend money on applications. People have problems. People don't buy a VX or buy an Alpha, with a very few exceptions. They buy solutions to a problem. In our top-down management in the last few years, terrible conclusion I've drawn. Terrible conclusion. One of the most awful things I can say. We have not tried to have a leadership product anywhere. The Alpha is a component, not a product. $5 billion in 3 or 4 years, and never aimed for a leadership product. Top-down management, where you tend to follow the world, we want products that are leadership, and we want these products in the area of applications in addition to computers. There are wonderful things to be done out there. Now, because we haven't set about to be truly good, we end up buying companies, buying parts of companies to get what we need. We should, with the assets and the investments we make, we should be best in those areas we pick. Besides being best in the operating systems, we should be best in the applications. And don't ever budget a product which is going to be other than the very best in the world. When we started digital, one of the things we said is that we will be different from anybody else. We will only take advantage of our unique advantages, our unfair competitive advantages. Last few years, we've been trying to follow everybody, except in the alpha area, and a very few others. We should set about that every place we invest in, we will be nothing less than the best. And there should be very little need for us to go out and buy from the outside. We'll do it when it's cheaper and best, but every investment we make is for being the best in the industry. Nothing less. And the things we need, and the things we have, we have ready for us now. Now, interestingly, we have them today. Our operating systems are still some of the best. Our products are the best. We can do immediately the repackaging. We can immediately cut the cost of selling. It means making some changes. It means making investments in business units. It means making investments in those business units which are going to pay off the most. It means making investments in the little odds and ends of technical products they need, for some of the software they need, but making investments to dominate the industry. So we have everything. We just have to organize, plan, and budget to do it. And we cannot be limited by functional managers whose power is dependent on having that power. With that, you ask any questions, see how we go. We don't have any traveling mics, so speak up loud and I'll try to repeat your question. If I forget, remind me. Gee, I didn't know I was that good. Oh, yes. Stand up and yell loud. It was more a statement than a question, so I can't repeat it all. But it was comparing with a restaurant, the relationship we have here. And don't we have the same problem? And don't we have the same solution? Maybe so, but my first reaction is the restaurant, the short order cook, is moving fast all the time. You need some way of communicating it fast. Our business does not move very fast. Oh, we can change our mind all the time, keep everybody in turmoil all the time, if we try. But if we write down things, we do have time to meditate, to discuss, to sample the test, because there really isn't that much going on once you document everything. So I don't think we need anything like you would need in a restaurant. But we do need the formality, and if we just regularly reviewed them and analyzed them and do make sure that we satisfy these needs, I think so. But that's an interesting idea, and you might pursue that one and send a note to the business unit managers or the product committee. Product committee, you want to send it. Send a copy, just write down a note. Another question? Yes, Bob.
Can you mention application a few times? Really
What's that last sentence?
We should try to get some of the value in the more popular applications.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The question is, the cost of computing is going down, and you, even with a generous markup, there's not much money there. And we should try hard to make money on these applications. And that goes for all software. Yes, we definitely should. It's interesting that people don't want to pay any more for the cost of the computer than they have to or what they read in the computer shopper. They're willing to pay a lot to have the application accomplished. I have a nephew who was selling in a computer store. He told me about this wonderful software they have for lawyers where documents come in, they put it through a machine, digitize it, put their scanner, digitize it, and can distribute to all the other lawyers. And it's, everybody has access to it, to every document that comes in. I said, that's great. How much you sell? He said, none. The software is good, the computers are good, the lawyers just aren't able to do it. And so there's no money in the hardware, no money in the software. Making it worth for them is worth a lot to them. And that is pretty much the definition of the computer industry. And as long as we say we charge, with all our expenses of making it work, we'll charge toward the computer, it doesn't work. Because the contribution we make to the customer and the thing he's willing to pay for is all of those things that make it work for him. And that's applications and software and hand-holding and all the services. Another question. Yes?
What is winning for the functions of the business units have to accomplish?
The question is, what's winning for the functions? Having a company go downhill is not winning, even though they got all the power. And it's not a happy life, see? Pericarlo quit last week. He had absolute power. Absolute power, everything. Which sounded great. In time, it was quite frustrating, you know. That's one answer. It's not had just the power. It's really not satisfying. And I think winning is the ultimate winning of anybody, and that's know you're doing a good job and being part of the team. And I think for themselves, I think the measurement is quite clear, even though there may not be one simple measurement you can put against them. Another question? I got a question for you. I read in the paper again, something I read before, that digital's going through a lot of organizational changes every few months. What in the world are they talking about? No one told me about these. John? What's that? We made one... Last November, December, I announced to the State of the Company meeting how we were going to organize. And we did it in January, where we broke the company into 8 or so pieces. And that hasn't changed. That's the only organization change I know of for quite a while. The the pieces are the 4 business units that make the products and also control some of the business units. And this is Palmer has the personal computers, the Cabernetes terminals, and X window terminals. And printers. And Charlie Crist has the office and the workstations and departmental computing. And he's trying to get that all tied together. And then the mainframe, or what we call worldwide what do we call it? Anyway, Global Information Systems. Got that from Citicorp, from Chase Bank. And BJ, Bill Johnson, is running all the industry business units. The three areas, Europe, U.S., and General International, which is Canada, Asia, and South America, are the other two. And the services on the Galati. Services are really business units, and they buy sales from the sales department. And that is the whole thing. Ex officio members are Chief Financial Officer John Sims and Jack Smith. What's that?
Legal.
No, not legal. No. They're often there, but. Well, that was the organization we set up, and that's still the one go on indefinitely. One question people ask is, we worked very hard last year to introduce something called new management system. And it was a budgeting system where everybody laid out budgets and then lived with them. Functional managers said, no way am I going to do that. Tie knots around me, I'm supposed to have freedom to change my mind every day. So that didn't work, particularly in engineering. But many of the concepts work well. The answer is this simple management where it's broken down this way, and it's seemingly working well. Any other questions? Yes? The question is, what advice do I have for those people who are trying to learn all these aspects of the company and learn about the customer and learn about the needs, and all they hear about is headcount reduction? One of the things that should come about from breaking down my business units is that when people work for a business unit, it should be clear that that business unit manager's responsibility is to make sure that people do have broad exposure to the company and do have a chance to take part. Now, one of the best jobs, if you want to be aggressive, is quickly go off and say you want to be the one that is part of that team to take orders from the field and generates the design and makes out the bid, and there's where the fun is, because they got exciting applications. And just go find out, just tell your boss that's what you want to do. And then look for a new boss if he doesn't go along with it. He's probably going to lose money anyway and be on the list to go. There was another question there. Yes? Let's start over again. The question is, why does it take so long? I didn't do a good job. And the power sits with the functional managers. They were not about to cooperate. With all the effort I put in the new management system, they were not about to budget. Now, I think we got the answer. Bob Palmer, you got to do it faster, see? Bob Palmer came to me in the morning and said, Ken, this way of management, I understand completely, is what we want to do. But Ken, I'm not as patient as you are. My patience through the years has paid off. We got an awful lot done. In time, some of the power in this area gets to be so strong that patience really wasn't the thing we needed. So Bob has promised fast results. Yes?
business unit says, clients, let the Mac as masters install functions being servers, let them be servants. Let the master decide how many servants he wants to have, what compensation he has to pay, what skills he needs, and he should have the authority to fire when the performance is not right. Why not we adopt such a simple model? And here the power of the business.
You might be right, but let me, without repeating the question, the tendency on our part, being engineers, is always to make things very complicated. You know, we solve problems by adding on to it. And in sometimes we have to do the more simple thing. You see, if the business unit, really, there's two sections of this box, the part they can do themselves and the part they're going to do, they're going to have the function do it. I originally drew it this way. Here's the part.